guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, The one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily, shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I welcome the dear viewers back to the silsila, the series regarding our role models, that those people, those personalities whom we should look up to, whom we should follow, whom we should take as our role models. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have discussed regarding few personalities, and we have discussed regarding their biographies with the intention that by listening to their biographies, by going through their biographies, we get some sort of realization that we should try to follow them. Because what is a role model? A role model is someone whom we should look up to. A role model is someone whom we should copy. A role model is someone whose lifestyle we should implement in our own lives practically. For this intention, we bring personalities, we bring the biographies of some such personalities who should be our role models. Today, I'm going to speak regarding such a beautiful personality, such an amazing personality, whose mention is also made in the Holy Quran. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned regarding that personality. But before I mention the personality, we all should first make our mindset that after listening to the Madani pearls given regarding this personality, after listening to his biography, I will try to implement those Madani flowers in my life practically. I will try to act upon the seerat of this personality. And that personality is none other than our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's beloved companion, the fourth Khalifatul Mu'mineen, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, كرم الله تعالى وجهه الكريم امير المؤمنين سيدنا علي كرم الله تعالى وجهه الكريم the lion of Allah was born in مكه المكرمه his mother سيدتنا فاطمه بنت اسد رضي الله تعالى عنها named him after his father's name which is Haydar whereas his father named him Ali the holy prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم granted him the title of Asadullah the lion of Allah because Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu practiced so much of bravery he was so brave so Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam bestowed upon him the title of Asadullah apart from these titles Murtaza means the chosen one is also his title Karrar the one striking back repeatedly is also the title of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu then Sher-e-Khuda The lion of Allah Ta'ala, the lion of the Lord. This is also the title of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And of course, Mawla Mushkil Kusha. That Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one who solves our problems. And this is amongst his famous names as well. The kunya of the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, is Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's paternal uncle, whose name is Abu Talib. After 30 years of Amul Fil, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was about 30 years old, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born inside the Holy Kaaba on the day of Friday. Subhanallah, just imagine what an opportunity that is, what a great excellence that is. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, born on the day of Friday inside the Holy Kaaba on the 13th of Rajab. The name of his mother is Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was only 10 years of age when he came into the fold of Islam. He is the first amongst the children to accept Islam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was raised in the household, in the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He remained active and supporting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would help the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would support the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he got the environment of the household of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He had a distinguished reputation because of being amongst the Muhajireen Awwaleen and the Ashara Mubashara. Those Ashara Mubashara, those 10 personalities, those 10 lucky people, the fortunate people who got the glad tidings of Jannat from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the world itself. And amongst them is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu possesses many remarkable excellences. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is one of the closest sahabi. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave his daughter in the nikah of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Since Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the eldest son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, therefore his kunniyat was Abul Hassan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted him the title of Abu Turab. And because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had granted this title of Abu Turab, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu loved this title so much that he loved it more than his name. The excellence of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is so much so that the mention of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is made in the Holy Quran. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The translation of which is the translation from Kanzul Iman, those who give their money in charity in night and day, secretly and openly, they have their reward with their Rabb. They neither have any fear, neither they do have any sorrow. Now this verse, which speaks about giving charity in night and in day, and openly and in secretly, in the tafsir of this ayat, in the explanation of this ayat, a famous mufassir, Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-hadi, has explained in Tafsir Khazain al-Irfan, according to one of the verdicts, this verse was revealed in the favor of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now how is that once he radiallahu ta'ala anhu possessed only 4 silver dirhams, only 4 silver coins, dirhams, and nothing else for donating in charity. He just received 4 coins. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave those 4 coins in charity. Now in the verse which was recited, it is mentioned giving charity day, night, openly and secretly at 4 instances. The 4 instances have been mentioned. Now Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has these 4 dirhams. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave 1 dirham as sadaqah in the day, gave 1 dirham as sadaqah at night, gave 1 dirham as sadaqah in front of people, and gave 1 dirham as sadaqah secretly without anyone knowing. Now, why did he do so? Why in the day? Why in the night? Why openly? Why secretly? So the explanation of this is, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did this through the mindset that you never know which amal Allah ta'ala likes the most. Which sadaqah Allah ta'ala likes the most. Whether Allah ta'ala likes my this deed in the day, or Allah ta'ala likes it when I do at night. Allah ta'ala likes it when I do it in front of people so that they are encouraged, or whether Allah ta'ala likes it when I do it alone so that no one knows about it and it's only between me and my creator, Rabb Azza wa Jal. This was the sakhawat and generosity of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His passion to distribute in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His passion to give sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is our situation today? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did it in 4 different situations. He did it in the day, he did it in the night, he did it openly, he did it secretly. Why? Because of the mentality that you never know which amal Allah ta'ala likes, which amal becomes the most beloved amal towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our situation today is that when we give sadaqah, when we give charity, we want people to know. We want it to be announced. If for instance a person gives some sadaqah or some donations to the masjid, he will make sure that his name is announced by the Imam Sahib, or maybe his name is on the notice board of the masjid or something like that. So this is not right. We should do the amal, we should do the good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the sake of the people. Because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will bless us. It is Allah Ta'ala who will reward us. It is not the people who will reward us. They will only maybe praise us. But then what will happen on the Day of Judgment? Look at the sincerity of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at the dedication of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was so sincere. He was so dedicated. He was so eager that I should anyhow please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also create this mentality that I want to please my beloved Rabb Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran regarding sadaqah, regarding giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنَّوْ وَلَا أَذَلْ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation from the Kanzul Iman, those who spend their money in the path of Allah ta'ala, then after spending, neither boast of favors which you did to others, nor hurt them. Their reward is with their Lord. That when you give charity to someone, when you help someone, do not hurt him by making him remind that again and again. Allah Ta'ala will reward us for that. And this is one of the signs of sincerity. So may Allah Ta'ala, through the sadaqah and wasila of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, grant us a portion of his sincerity. May we get a portion of his dedication. May we get a portion from his ikhlas. May we become sincere people through the sadaqah and wasila of Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Amirul Mu'mineen Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, I know every verse of the Holy Quran that when and where it was revealed. And then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, verily my Rabb Azza wa Jal has bestowed a heart upon me to comprehend and a tongue to question. Allah Ta'ala has given me a heart through which I understand, a tongue through which I speak and I question. De tarapne pharakne ki taufeeq de dile murtaza soz siddiq de. Ameen. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem has said, I could load 70 camels with the tafsir of just Surah Fatiha. Hazrat Ali says that I can write Surah Fatiha's tafsir so lengthy, so much in detail, that 70 camels can be loaded with the tafsir of only Surah Al-Fatiha. How small Surah Al-Fatiha is. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is so wise, he's so hakeem, he's so intelligent, and he has so much of understanding of the Holy Quran that he can load 70 camels with the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, of course we do not have such power, of course we do not have such wisdom and intellect that we can do such a thing. But what we can do is, at least understand what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned to us in the Holy Quran. What Allah Ta'ala is speaking to us in the Holy Quran. Because the Holy Quran is a message for us. If we do not follow the Holy Quran, who will follow the Holy Quran? It is the message of the Creator for the creation. It is the message of Rabb for us. So we should try that we understand the Holy Quran. We should try that we try to act upon the Holy Quran. Of course, reading the Holy Quran, looking at the Holy Quran, reading each word of the Holy Quran is thawab. Just looking at it is thawab. Just listening to it is thawab. But understanding the Holy Quran is very important. We should know what Allah Ta'ala is telling us. What are the commandments mentioned for us in the Holy Quran? We should understand that. We should try to learn what Allah Ta'ala has given us messages in the Holy Quran. So for that, we need to seek ilm-e-deen. How Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was into ilm-e-deen. How Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was passionate to serve the knowledge of Islam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, أنا مدينة العلم وعلي بابها. That I am the city of knowledge and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the door of that city. Subhanallah. That I am the city of knowledge and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the door of that city. Just imagine what a great excellence of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu it is. Another riwayat, another narration. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنَا دَارُ الْحِكْمَةِ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا. That I am the house of wisdom. And Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the door towards that house. So what is the ilmi status of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? What ilmi maqam Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has? So through the wasila of him, we should try to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, through Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, grant me the passion to seek ilm-e-deen. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, today we heard slight glimpse regarding the biography of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But what do we learn? Because here we are talking about our role models. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, undoubtedly, he is our role model. What do we learn from his seerat? What do we learn from his biography? Mainly, we learned that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a brilliant alim deen. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was into the knowledge of Islam. Why don't we learn the knowledge of Islam? Why don't we gain ilm-e-deen? For ilm-e-deen, to gain ilm-e-deen, there are so many fazail, there are so many excellences upon the one seeking the knowledge of Islam. Let's try to seek ilm-e-deen, at least what is important for our lives. And the best method is the environment of Dawat Islami. If Allah Ta'ala grants us the ability, may He grant us the tawfiq, then why don't we become an alim-e-deen? We have Jamiatul Madina, a department of Dawat Islami, a very important department of Dawat Islami, producing scholars, producing ulama. So let's try that we become ulama. If you cannot become an alim, then try to send your children. Try to send your son. At least one alim in a family is necessary. Send your children to Jamiatul Madina, a department of Dawat Islami. Let them seek ilm-e-deen, let them become scholars of Islam, let them become muftis of Islam and serve the message of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, from this silsila, from this episode, we make intention that inshallah azza wa jal, by acting upon the seerat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I will try to gain ilm-e-deen and the knowledge of deen, and I will try to spread it to others. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we act upon the seerat of Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Ameen Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alihi Wasallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom You have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with